DFW Mobile.
POT Mobile.
MKN4 TFW.
Doing.
Yep, doing well this morning, and yourself?
But not too bad, not too bad. I've had worse mornings, that's for sure. Had a pretty stressful day yesterday, so I'm kind of dreading going in. But hopefully it won't be anything on the level of what it was yesterday. How'd your day go?
Yeah, my day was good. Just kind of coasted by, not any real stress, no emergencies or anything. Still trying to play that catch up game. And that, so you didn't have to do a lot of outside work in the heat, did you?
Negative. That's negative. Thankfully, I don't have to get into that as much anymore. Man, it don't take but just a minute to be out, of being out there for it to just wipe you out. It was just hot yesterday. But it looks like we got a bunch of rain coming in today or something. I thought I just briefly checked the weather app, and I thought I saw it was like 80% chance or something.
70-80% chance all week of some severe pop up storms, I believe.
Yeah, so I know I got woke up last night with a bunch of thunder and lightning, but I quickly threw that aside and went back to sleep.
And I saw that it was lightning and that, but I don't believe we ever did get any rain. No, we got that system out there in the Caribbean that might make it here next week sometime.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't even seen that. I have to check that out today.
You don't know if it's going to go to the right of Florida or to the left or up the middle, so they're still trying to decide. But they're predicting right now to be 65-mile-an-hour winds when it gets to Miami.
Kind of a weaker one, but okay. Yeah, I'd check it out. See what they're saying, see what they're guessing now. Of course, by the time it rolls around next week, it could be bright and sunny down there in Miami. My digital stuff up and running yesterday. Made a contact to Venezuela on 40 watts, so that was fun.
And I haven't done any digital stuff yet.
I love it. I love it. Of course, I'm a little bit of an electronic geek, so I like stuff like that. But I was having trouble the other day kind of getting it back up and running, and then I had figured out what I was doing wrong and tweaked a few things and got it up and running last night. So I just had just a few moments just to try it out and make sure it worked. So I was happy with that.
Your computer hooked to your radio, right?
That.
The way the propagation is and the noise level digital is, I mean, you can get in there under that.
It's crazy. I was, I guess it was about 6:30 when I was trying it out. And it was just in and out, in and out. I mean, even by the end of my QSO with him, he had basically faded out, and I could just barely make out him, closing it out. So, I mean, it was just in and out, in and out. I mean, it was extremely quiet when I first started up. Couldn't hear anybody. And then, 5 minutes later, there was a bunch of people there. And then 5 minutes later after that, they were all gone. So it was constant in and out.
And with me, they're about a 5.8, 5.9 when they call out, and by the time you get done 2 minutes later, they're a 5.2.
That was exactly it. I flipped over to 80 meters once I turned the computer off, because it was coming up on 7, and I flipped over to 39.15 and just to see if I could hear them. And everybody was coming in good. I think somebody from Greenville was doing it last night, and I heard them like they were sitting next to me.
Yeah, whenever the Greenville person does it, sometimes I really struggle to reach them.
Right over top of them.
Good success talking to Ed on 80 meters, like in the morning. We did it a few times, and we had a couple of good conversations. You might be able to reach him on 80.
So, I have to try it out. As I had set the antenna up more specifically for local to regional contact, so I'm hoping that it'll do that. I was able to talk to Mike the day that we set it up, and got to work, but it was real. It was kind of in and out that day too, so I have to do it after dark and try to see if that does any better.
Yeah, get on this afternoon when I get home. And Aunt Mama's got to work a double, so she won't be home till 10:30.
Up, I'll shoot you a message. We'll try it out. I got a few errands to run and stuff this afternoon, but if I can get freed up this evening, I'd like to try it.
Be out, and we'll find a frequency that's not busy.
How's going today? Anything good? Any good plans?
Not anything special going on today. Just the regular stuff. I think I got a vendor I need to contact, bring him in, do a little bit of a project that I started before I left work, and, you know, before they put me out on furlough, that I got to complete that project. But other than that, that's about it.
Any out on your card yesterday?
I just had to say that I didn't have no contact with anybody because I pretty much kept distance and always had a mask on and never longer than 15 minutes, and so we were good to go yesterday.
Good deal. Yeah, let's keep that car clean. That way they can't send you home. Let you work.
Several guys have been out several times because they were in contact with people. And then they send them home to quarantine and that. And I was talking to one guy, he actually got it, but it was just like a bad flu for him.
Yep, I know a few people that have it, and it's crazy how it's such a wide spectrum of symptoms. One of the buddies of mine has got it. He's got aches and pains just all over, and he's really just tired, exhausted, and just laid up in bed. But he feels relatively fine. He's not struggling with nothing. He's just achy and super tired all the time. But he said he was doing all right. Then I know a couple other people that got it much more severe than that. So it's crazy how it just affects people so differently.
They're saying people with O positive blood are the least affected, so that's the good news for me.
That's neat. You wonder what in the world they're trying to do with this hydroxychloroquine stuff, why they're trying to pull that out from underneath everybody. Just makes you wonder what's really going on.
Come up with some type of flu shot, and to be one of those hit and miss. Well, no, it's the wrong strain this year and everything, so it's, they're just guessing.
That's all they do.
For NXC Mobile.
And for TFW.
Okay, for POT.
Fellers, I guess they had got through early. Heard from him this morning. Yesterday, it was late yesterday.
A couple days back to work, Ben.
Just trying to play catch up and get used to the new rules. Hard for everybody that you had contact with that's been longer than 15 minutes. Probably you didn't have no protective shield between you.
Fence down here on Weaver Creek.
I think we doubled. Go ahead, Mike.
that a deer just crawled over Dave's fence out of his yard into the road and off into the woods.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm actually pulling in here. Let you guys catch up. Ken, good to hear you. I hope you have a good day today and stay safe and get some stuff done. Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
Yeah, 73 Tim, I hope you have an awesome day. Maybe I'll catch you this evening on 80 meters, KN4TFW. Daniel on the radio yesterday, about 30 minutes we talked to him.
Wow, what's he up to?
Yeah, he's just driving an 18-wheeler hauling those trailers. He had to go out this morning at 3 a.m. He was headed to somewhere in North Carolina, up there towards Statesville, and he said he'd be back early afternoon.
No link, or has he got a rig in his truck?
His truck, but he was just coming through town and getting done with the run when he popped on and he heard us. And then he was just sitting there in the yard trying to wake up a little bit just so he could drive home.
I hope he's doing well.
Good. He said when he get done with this run, then he's got to go out the next day. He's got to go to Kentucky. But he's been as far up north as New Hampshire, down to Florida, and west to Mississippi. It's about all of the best he's done so far.
Well, I hope that job does him well. I know the last one he had when I first got a hold of him, he was basically working in a sweatshop.
He welded on those trailers for a while, but then he moved up and I guess he got his CDL and started driving for him.
Did he say if he had been sick or anything through this whole deal?
But I didn't take it that he'd had any illness with it at all.
How's all your people doing?
Well, he's doing well. Nobody's got it. I think Susan had it way back in January because she was bad sick for about 3 weeks. It's Nikki yesterday and Malin laid off 500 throughout the company.
Wow, that's incredible.
They're not coming back.
Doesn't see their situation getting better anytime soon.
Didn't get into any plants or anything to do anything in that. Even the sales rep that we had, they let him go. So I got a different sales rep. I guess he'll be in the plant today.
Bit of mess when you got back in.
Okay, but they kind of started in right as they got there. Hey, where is this at? And it's like, I've been gone for 3.5 months, right?
Glad to have you back.
Remember what my logon was for the computer.
Stuff would be pretty important right now.
Well, they make you change it every so many months and that. And so it's like, man, I just couldn't remember what it was.
He was doing that. I hated it. I couldn't, remember that. The online banking stuff.
It ain't changed anything. Susan hadn't said anyway. It's been a while since I've been on it online.
What that about a year ago, and which I'm glad.
When you do business with a certain computer, and then if you get on a different one, then it makes you jump through hoops to be able to get on.
Yep. You guys are doing good.
Pretty good. I got to go to Kentucky, I guess the last week I was off to see the daughter, and ran up North Carolina to see the mother-in-law, and that, and everybody's doing pretty good, so we're happy.
A little cooler weather where we can go down the river.
I was talking with Tim, and it looks like we got, about a 70-80% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoons, probably the next 5-6 days.
For the garden.
It's going to make the water level in the river go down, though.
I don't want to get on the river when it's raining.
can go back home, right?
Right, especially that Chattooga, man. That thing will eat your lunch if it's raining. That thing will swell 15 to 20 feet in a matter of minutes. It's certain portions of it is crazy. I had a friend who got on there without knowing what he was doing. His about lost his whole family.
Taking a chance like that, you know, it's you got to use your head.
Definitely got to do some research on it. I always write down the CFMs of the river on the days that we go. I keep a log on how the river's running and how much fun it was or what kind of trouble we had, blah, blah, blah. And that way I can look at something and say, hey, that's a little bit more than what we had last time, and I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, what do? They post it on a website, what CFM is?
Yeah, they give you, there's a website out there that gives you, you know, red and green and blue indications of the rivers, and they always put the CFMs out there.
Little stream over by the high school where I usually sit in at and fish. If it's been raining, you definitely don't want to go down there. There's so many log jams. You get pushed up against a log jam and you'll be done for.
Or you get underwater, jammed up on something in any kind of current. That's going to be it.
I'm by those log jams, but I usually tie off somewhere before I get there. KN4TFW. It's next week they're going to start taking our temperatures.
And then the plant.
Get some kind of temperature check station set up. You just walk by and stand in front of it. It scans in. If your temperature is under 100.4, you can go in.
Even that at one of the businesses. As a matter of fact, you couldn't enter the business. This was on Monday. You couldn't enter the business unless you filled out a questionnaire and had your temperature taken.
If I got contractors coming in, they gotta fill out a questionnaire. I don't know if they have to take the temperature or not. Not familiar with that one.
Any active cases over there now?
I know we got at least one maintenance guy out. His wife got it, and then he got it, and then she came back from a trip, and then he got it. But I guess he's waiting to get a test that says he's good to go, and then he can come back.
For friends who've got it right now, nobody that I have spent time with in the last 2 weeks.
A shield up in the office separating me from my partner. And then Nikki's related to my partner, so they don't have to separate because they're always at each other's house, you know what I mean, outside of work.
Having trouble getting supplies?
You know, I really don't know. Some things, like spray bottles, colored hair nets, because, you know, everybody's in different groups and you can't get any colored hair nets anymore. You can't get any sanitizing wipes. We switched from alcohol to some other kind of chemical for cleaning for the COVID. And then I know I got a 55-gallon barrel of it, so I'm good on it. But there's three or four things, like nitrile gloves. You're not going to get any of those. And but there's a few things that they're running out of.
Yeah, see, that new chemical, it's not orange, is it?
Yes, I really don't know.
A place over on Rutherford Road that we bought probably about 13 gallons of, it is a hand sanitizer, but it's not alcohol-based. It's supposed to rub this stuff on your hands. It's orange. Rub this stuff on your hands, and it actually is supposed to kill germs on anything that you touch for up to 2.5 hours. Of course, I don't know. It feels like water. But that company over there, I think, has been selling that for a good long while. They changed colors to orange. And I think they sell some really good quality spray bottles for like $2. And I've sent our service tech up there just to get the spray bottles. KK4NXE.
I got the old truck out there. Looks like the little cartoon character.
Joel Mater.
Yeah, Roger.
You know, I don't know. I'm trying to scramble in my mind for the name of that company because it's been 2 months since we've been over there, but I didn't go. Like I said, I sent him. I'm not sure. If that's the only chemical company over there, then yeah, that's it. If I heard the name, I'd remember it, but right offhand, I can't.
They're at Rutherford and Taylor's Road, right there where the first couple of red lights are, right there together.
And that stuff we got from Balance, that moonshine hand.
Yesterday, the hand sanitizer was almost like water, and it took a minute to evaporate. KN4TFW.
Smells like liquor. I'm sure that stuff, I don't know if you can drink it or not. My guy's been wanting to try it, but anyway, I feel more comfortable with that than stuff that's more like water.
Phone to see if the map would tell me the name of the company, but it didn't pull up that company. But it's right there at like Tanner Road in Rutherford, I believe.
Uncle Kim. I'll probably think of it once I get to work.
Get cleaning supplies and stuff like that. Since today?
Yeah, I'm going to go to work, hang out there for a little bit, and then we're probably going to take Tim's mom out for dinner tonight. She was a big help and encouragement during Shelly's cancer. And we see her at church, and we've gotten with her and gone out to eat several times. We just don't see her as much as we'd like. So I called her up. We're going to take her out to eat tonight.
On the hill, just overlooking the parking lot, waiting that last 15 minutes to go ahead and go in.
North Road ain't got no traffic on it at all.
About this time of day, there's not any. Now, I wish it could be like that in the afternoons, for sure. KN4TFW.
Wow, that probably cut about 10 minutes off my travel time.
30 minutes later, Wade Hampton is just terrible.
Leave at 5. White Horse Road's like a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, it's just terrible on that. You ought to try to go through town about that time.
I used to take 85 down to 153 and then catch 123 south and go the back way and end up on 135. But, man, Good grief, that place is crazy down there in Easley. Once you get off 153 on the 123, it's a parking lot.
Whenever we meet, like over at the Longhorn over there, it'd take me 30, 35 minutes to get there just from here. Fine with you, and that it's getting kind of close. By the time I get my stuff, walk across the parking lot, put on my mask, go in the door, wash my hands, get my beard net, my hair net, use hand sanitizer, clock in, and that it'll be about that time. KN4TFW. I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll say 73.
Very good to talk to you again, as always. 73 to you. You have a great day, and be safe out there. Enjoy it, my friend. KK4NXE, send 73's your way.